We had also talked about the horrific shootings that are going on. And can I ask you about some of the history there in terms of, my perception is that it's getting worse. I don't know if history really backs it up, but it just seems like we're seeing more and more instances of these mass shootings.
Absolutely. We are seeing more and more of them. Mass shootings in the U.S., we're seeing more worldwide, but we're seeing way more in the U.S. The U.S. rates are just astonishing in world historical comparison. The annual death rate per million people in the U.S. of mass shootings is something like 0.089, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's enormous numbers of people. The only comparisons that are much higher are much smaller states, states like Norway or Albania. Mass shootings are definitely getting worse in the U.S. School shootings are getting worse and more significant in the greater scheme of things. They're far, far worse in international perspective. Most other countries have very few to none of these, and particularly Western and industrialized countries that have more gun control. But I think the big picture question is that we've got a rising kind of violence and authoritarianism that have overlapped in terms of this. And I was recently teaching my students about the Oklahoma City bombing, and we were reading Bill Clinton's mournful address about it in 1996, and talking about in that, hearkening to scripture and saying that America is still here for you. We haven't left. We haven't lost. What he was talking about then was that so many of those individuals were public servants and their children were in that building as well. And so the children and public servants were attacked. And one thing that stands out to me all this time later, almost 30 years, is that though the House has passed a Domestic Terrorism Act, the U.S. has not taken seriously white supremacist violence and anti-government violence in the U.S. much. We've done a lot more globally on anti-terrorism, Islamic fascism, extremism of various sorts.
Half of the world's deadliest mass shootings have occurred in the past 50 years here, and our citizens are 20 times more likely to die of gun violence. I know in Portland, we have like a worse gun violence, gun fatality rate than Seattle and Boston and all these other big cities. So it's especially acute in Portland and in Oregon for some reason. And what are some of the historical reasons for why? What's led us to this point where there's just all these mass killings that just routinely happen?
Well, there's a range of factors, and I think it's a good question to be asking ourselves. There are scholars who have looked into this quite a bit. There are a number of studies. So one thing is in the 20th century, there's been an overlap of kind of a culture of violence in cinema and media that built on a much longer standing set of sort of fictional and nonfiction elements of American culture. So the rugged individual, the cowboy. This goes back to novels by James Fenimore Cooper and, you know, the Gunfighter Nation.
That was part of my conversation with OSU history professor Dr. Chris Nichols. Annette Newell, FM News 101.